with the events of your family. We're glad you're here this morning. You'll also offer us a Social Justice Committee update.
Well, when I signed up for this, I wasn't realizing that not only am I a doctor, but I'm this week a definite recipient of health care. In your packet, you got something from the Healthcare Action Group, which is a subcommittee of the Social Responsibility Group that just started work. And you can read it. I won't go over it. But we're going to have our first event, which is going to be on January 3rd. From 7 to 9, we're going to show Michael Moore's movie Sicko here in the sanctuary. Free. And the public will be invited, but at 6:30, we'll have coffee and dessert for the congregation next door. And also, there's a group that is involved with this healthcare voter initiative that may also join us as well. Afterwards, there'll be a brief presentation by a group that I'm a member of called Physicians for National Healthcare Program out of Chicago, but we have an active New Hampshire chapter, and our mission is to try to get in place putting everybody on Medicare, a single payer plan, but with the maintenance of private doctors, private practice. But at least get the private insurance companies out of the picture and try to save 20% of our healthcare costs, right, by doing that, and put not just seniors on Medicare, but everybody on Medicare. And to also get away from the employment-based idea, that is, you get insurance just because you are American or the resident of America. And I think it brought home to me this week by the fact that with my mother sick, that's stressful enough, but we don't have the stress of worrying about the fact that it's going to be paid for because she has Medicare. She's not going to lose that because she loses her employment or she can't pay her premium or something. And it seems to me that it's inappropriate that it's just seniors that have that. It seems like the lack of security in our country is greatly increased by the fact that people have to worry at every level of their life, especially working life, as to whether they're going to be able to afford health care as well as go through the kind of trauma that we're going through now just in dealing with the sickness part. So I encourage you to come. The movie is